With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. GOP Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is renewing his effort to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Cruz, responding to the terrorist attack in Boulder by a man with ties to the organization, says he's reintroducing a modernized version of his Muslim Brotherhood Terrorist Designation Act. It's something Cruz notes he's been pushing for his entire Senate career and says President Trump and the Republican-controlled Congress can no longer ignore the threat he says the group poses to Americans and U.S. national security. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Congressional Budget Office releases its analysis of President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. If passed, the bill would cut taxes by $3.7 trillion, but increase projected deficits by $2.4 trillion. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the Congressional Budget Office underestimated the potential revenue from Trump's first round of tax breaks in 2017.
You don't need to go back that far to see how wrong the CBO has been when it comes time to make prognostications on economic growth. They've always been wrong, and they've always ignored what tax cuts will do to grow the American economy.
President Trump wants an investigation into the Biden administration's use of an auto pen to sign pardons and other documents. The memo came on Wednesday after House Republicans requested transcribed interviews with five former Biden aides alleging that they took part in a cover-up. A $20,000 reward is being offered for information that leads to the arrest of a man suspected of killing his three young daughters in Washington State. Travis Decker is wanted in connection with the murder of the three daughters ages 9, 8, and 5. Their bodies were found near a campground east of Seattle earlier in the week. Decker has military training and should be considered armed and dangerous. This is SRN News. The parties are sharply divided on gay marriage.
A new Gallup poll finds 68% of Americans support homosexual unions, but when you break the numbers down by party, it is a much different story. The survey reveals that 88% of Democrats approve of same-sex marriage versus just 41% of Republicans. In fact, after peaking at 55% a few years ago, GOP support for gay marriage has been moving steadily downward. The Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions 10 years ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of Jewish institutions say the recent attacks in Boulder, Colorado, and Washington, D.C. are stark reminders of their responsibility to remain vigilant despite years of hardening their institutions. Now they're asking for more help. More than 40 Jewish organizations are requesting increased support from the federal government for enhanced security measures. Specifically, they want Congress to increase funding for the nonprofit security grant program to $1 billion. This is SRN News. South Korea's new president says he'll pursue dialogue with North Korea while bolstering a trilateral partnership with the U.S. and Japan.
Lee is now leader of a divided country. Conservatives fear he will distance South Korea from traditional ally Washington and pursue hasty reconciliation with rival North Korea. An urgent task is the establishment of ties with Donald Trump, who has threatened South Korea with deep tariffs. Lee's party controls parliament, and so he will presumably pursue a raft of liberal policies. Many here are hoping the peaceful, orderly election is a sign of health for South Korea's democracy.
Scientists are driving into severe storms to study hail, one of the nation's costliest but least appreciated weather dangers. Hail is rarely deadly, but it causes about $10 billion in damage every year in the U.S. To understand it better, scientists from several universities are driving into it, see how it forms. More details at srnnews.com.